Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Chelsea Nolan, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
There ain't no progressing just so long as you're stressing. Lily's beat you from the start, 'cause she knows you ain't been drinking, and that the bottle calls your name. She'll push you past your limits, so you'll blame her for your pain. And her slides make you trust her, and her smooth words won't let you run. Your sorrow's a game, she's the only one playing, so lose it all for this fun. This is what she said. Just in case you're feeling lazy, just in case you're feeling mean, if you tumble to the bottom with no shot of in between, well, baby, here's your whiskey, here's some coal to fill your lungs, here's some credence for those devil lies that graze across your tongue. Just in case you're feeling mean, if you tumble to the bottom with no shot of in between, well, baby, here's your whiskey, here's some coal to fill your lungs, here's some credence for those devil lies that graze across your tongue.
Sometimes I write about heavy stuff, and sometimes I write about ridiculous stuff, which is funny because the next song on the set list is something ridiculous. It's always just like somebody will say something to me, and I'm like, oh, that's going to trigger something for me later, so I'll write it down. Mm. And I've just got this arsenal of things that people have said to me, or something that I have said somehow, or something that I've heard, or I don't know. It just all comes together. But every song that I have written up to this point has truth in it. It's not just sit down and make something up. It's this event happened, and this is how it made me feel. You got to put your phone down to get that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why in, like, the 70s and the 60s, the songs were so good because they didn't have Facebook. You can't get your songs from, well, you probably get a few funny songs from, like, Facebook Marketplace.
What's the weirdest thing you ever seen?
Oh, they sold a pirate ship. I swear, it was like 15 grand. I think it was like a houseboat that they've turned into a pirate ship, which may or may not have gold in it. I don't know. I didn't buy it. This whole song is, there are four verses to it, and each verse is a different story. So the first verse is something that someone said to me at Slauncha Public House in Georgetown, and I thought it was ridiculous. The first line, you'll hear it and you'll agree. And the second verse was something that happened to me coming home from a show in Huntington. And the third verse is about my buddy Darren Hackward at Kicking It on the Creek, and he had a little too much fun and lost his boots, so he walked around barefoot the whole weekend. And then the fourth verse is about my brother and this time that we went driving in my dad's Jeep. Well, I can't even talk 'cause I'm so country. If I was a patch of grass, I'd be stained with gravel dust. But I wash right off with the rhythm of the river. Fair to Midland's always good enough. far too much to get back home. Turns out it wasn't weather that I was fighting. Said I fought against my time alone. Well, it's a good combination of gas and brakes. Sometimes you move, sometimes you shake. Stop and go at your own rate and find the silver line. Been a week on Ross's Creek, but taming down some men is just like training a raccoon. Neither thing is ever meant to be. Well, it's a good combination of gas and brakes. Sometimes you move, sometimes you shake. Stop and go at your own rate and find the silver line. Took me driving in my dad's new Jeep. We went to town just when everybody started looking. He missed the clutch and then he shut her down. Well, it's a good combination of gas and brakes. Sometimes you move, sometimes you shake. Stop and go at your own rate and find the silver line. Well, it's a good combination of gas and brakes. Sometimes you move, sometimes you shake. Stop and go at your own rate and find the silver line.
You were born and raised there. Yes. And for our listeners, describe Stanton.
I don't know if anyone would agree with me, but I think it is heaven. It's 45 minutes southeast of Lexington. It's the Red River Gorge. There's like 3 stoplights and $2 stores and me.
Enough said.
That's all you need, really.
What's the county down there? Is that?
Powell County.
Powell, yeah. And what was the name of the high school you went to?
Powell County High School.
Powell County High. I like to go back to middle school.
I have always not been skinny. I have also always not really cared. I just wore things that I thought were fun, and people didn't like that. Man, one of my favorite outfits was this Good Charlotte shirt. You can laugh at that. And I had these camouflage pants, but they were white and lime green and yellow. And they were capris. It gets better. And I wore toe socks all the time, but they were like different colors, so I would wear two different. Yeah. I also really like Chuck Taylor's, which go figure, because I had a Good Charlotte shirt on, right? I would wear 2 different pairs of high-top Chuck Taylor's. Nice. And I wondered why everyone made fun of me.
Didn't you have a circle of pals that you hung out with who were into that?
Well, see, I just hung out with my brother and his friends.
Hmm.
And my brother was a senior when I was in 8th grade. It turned out, like, whenever I got to high school, then everyone wanted to be my friend after that.
Yeah.
Because all my friends were older and they were all picking on them.
What'd you find in high school that you really liked?
Playing music.
Yeah.
And making people laugh.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah.
And skipping class.
Mm-hmm. Did all those things work together nicely?
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how. Out east is a valley, Father Time forgot. The story is told by an unwritten plot. We're There's one thing this town is, it ain't that it's quaint. Cause they're able, and then raise Cain at bars. All the good ones done leapt out to reach for the stars. Boys become men out at old reservoirs, and that old town is at it again. There's no fear in this valley, there ain't four to fall. Some folks find their faith with a wish and a will. These mountains aren't vibrant, but a muddy pastel. And the prom queen works out of a local motel. And that old town is at it again. And Billy shot Scotty, cause he robbed his mom blind. Susie won't settle down, cause she's just not that kind. But for some sacred reason, it's how God designed that old town is at it again. There's no fear in this valley, there ain't four to fall. The tales of out east is a valley, Father Time forgot. The story is told by an unwritten plot, where hope depends on if you're leaving or not. That old town is at it again.
I lived in Phoenix for like a year, and someone paid me in donuts to sing background.
Why'd you go to Phoenix?
Long story.
Oh, is it? You were out there for a long time, though, for a whole year? Was it a
probably
long,
too
long year?
It was a long year. But I had to leave home to realize that home was home.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't run from it. I should just run to it. So this is not a song that I wrote, but it is a song I feel like was written for me at one point in my life. This is a long way from Houston, long way from the moon. Texas blues. She came down from Telluride on a steam train bound for somewhere new. There's a rainbow in the mountains and she's waiting on the sun to shine on through. You can tell tears from the rain if you ain't walked a mile in her boots.
Chelsea, thank you for being with us this evening. Wow, what a great evening of music. We really thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week and want to offer a special thank you to Jen Tackett for stepping up and helping us out with this week's show. We appreciate those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. Yeah. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and the South, and you support that. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Chelsea, you've played and sung your heart out tonight, so I feel kind of selfish asking this, but do you have one more for us? How about it? One more? Once again, welcome Chelsea Nolan.
By the mountains, the fog is in my eyes. It's a blanket falling on us. It's some sweet surprise. I can't breathe, I can't see. It's worth it. Wasn't it at all? Learning that you'll catch me long before I fall. I can't breathe because you see it's worth it. Find ourselves all over, but every place is home. Filling rooms with music, no one can stand alone. If they can't see what we can see, it's worth it. Flood, if you take a worldly pace, but you've seen the Father's love. If you've seen love on my face, now you can't see what we can see. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Chelsea Nolan.
You guys are so nice.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Chelsea and Christopher for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.